The one I'll preach tonight, I preach because it's needful. The amen this morning might be an old me tonight, but we need to hear what thus saith the Lord, don't we? Amen. Let's turn together to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 14 and verse number 14. Proverbs 14, 14. Subject that I've never preached from a great deal, have a few times over the years, but you don't hear it too much preached in the church. I'm going to preach about the biography of a backslider. The biography of a backslider. Proverbs 14, 14 says this: the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. You know, there's all through the Bible, there's names that really cause us to almost shudder when we hear the name called. Names like Judas, the betrayer. And then you read about Demas, the forsaker. And then you read about Diotrephes in the books of 1 John. He's the demander. And then you find other names in the Bible just kind of coincide together. And you hear one, you just automatically think about the other name, like David and Bathsheba. You think about Sapphira and Ananias. Mm-hmm. You think about, David and Goliath, I suppose. This other, you know, names almost just go together without even really thinking about it. And then there are other names in the Bible that really cause us to search our heart when we hear those names called. Names like Sodom. Mm-hmm. Names like hell. Mm-hmm. And names like heaven. We have to stop and really give some serious consideration when we hear those words. And then there's other words that we hear that are words of caution. Words like castaway. And we just stop and give a lot of thought to those things when we hear those words in the Bible. But then we come to other words. In fact, the word for tonight, the word backslider. What is a backslider? Don't hear that much preached about, do you? No, you won't. Don't say we shouldn't, but you don't. A backslider is a Christian, to say the least. It's a person. It's a Christian person. One who has lost his touch with God, and he's got out of fellowship with God, and he continues to live out of fellowship with God. Now, that's technically what a backslider really is. A person who's in fellowship with God enjoys the blessings of God and the abundant life Christ has given us in Himself, and we're just completely satisfied with our Lord Jesus Christ, aren't we? But then the backslider. It's a person who's had a spiritual relapse, you might say, and we all have to ask the question to ourselves, is the preacher talking about me? Could that possibly be me? What is a backslider? Am I a backslider? I believe some of the most miserable people I have ever met in my life are backslidden Christians. They're some of the meanest people you'll ever try to deal with in your life because they're miserable with themselves, first of all. They're out of fellowship with God and out of fellowship with the fellow man, out of fellowship with the church, and any way you look at them, they just are mean. Miserable, miserable people. You know, lost people can be happy to a point. Because you see, lost people have never enjoyed the great and wonderful things of the Lord. So they don't miss them because they've never had them. So lost people even have happiness. It's temporary, but it's a happiness of some sort or another. But what about the backslider? What about him? He feels isolated. He's kind of between two worlds, not able to really enjoy the things of God, and he certainly can't enjoy the things of the world. Therefore, he's miserable. And usually, he or she, whoever they may be, they're usually one who makes everybody around them as miserable as they are. That's why you don't like to be around negative people, do you? I like positive people, don't you? There's some negativity, I know, but I generally like to be around positive people. Well, I want to take this particular passage and look at it and kind of give us some ideas about the biography of a backslider. Three things I want to share. First of all, there's a possibility that any Christian can be a backslider. I'll give you just a little bit of testimony from my life. Years ago, I was a young Christian. I backslid for a couple of years. Wouldn't go to church. My wife would go without me and play the piano, serve the Lord, and I wouldn't go. I changed jobs four or five times in 1 year and just trying to find something that I really enjoyed, wanted to do. And you can't be happy if you're out of fellowship with God. I'm not proud of that. I'm ashamed of that. But I'll be honest with you, that was true in my life as an early Christian. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not blaming anybody but myself, but maybe I wasn't taught. Maybe I wasn't mature enough to understand. But nevertheless, it happened in my life. But there's a possibility that any Christian can be a backslider. But you know something? It's not necessary. Do you know why it's not necessary? Because when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus, He gave you everything you need to live an abundant life and enjoy the blessings of God. So if we are backslidden, we can't blame it on Jesus. We have to take the blame ourselves, don't we? We've had everything that we need, but nonetheless, we can be conquerors, more than conquerors, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's possible that anybody can backslide. We've been delivered from sin and enabled to live the abundant life. But there's a possibility. You can get out of touch with God, out of fellowship with God, out of fellowship with your church, out of fellowship with your family, your church friends, and even those you work around. You can just backslide against all of those. Well, if you depend upon the Lord Jesus and rely upon the leadership and the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit of God, you'll never backslide. But if we don't, there's a great possibility that we could become a backslider. We don't have to fall victim to it, as many people are doing today, and many people are being victimized today by backsliding against the Lord, but we don't have to. But you got to remember, never forget the fact, it may be your brother today, but it could be you tomorrow.
That's right.
So there's a possibility, first of all, that any Christian can backslide. Second thing I want to share, there's a place that backsliding begins in the life of the believer. This Proverbs 14:14 tells us, it puts its, you might say, finger right on the very pinpoint of where backsliding begins. Look at that verse again. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Notice that word. The backslider in his heart. Heart. Is filled with his own ways. The one who's filled with his own ways, backsliding. It didn't begin outwardly. It didn't come upon a person from within something else, somewhere, from the outside. Backsliding begins inwardly. It begins in the heart. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. So long before the evidences of a person being backslidden ever come out, and so you can really visibly see those things, a long time before that happens or it comes to that point in a person's life, there's something on the inside's been going on, usually, maybe sometimes quite a while, before the outward evidences may appear to other people. Now, if the outward appearances begin to appear, what are they? What's the outward appearances of a backslider? Let me share a couple of them with you. Lack of church attendance. That's what you'll see usually first. You'll see them in a lack of praying. They don't pray as much. They don't read the Bible as much. They lose their love toward other fellow members and other lost people. They have lost their personal enthusiasm for the Lord's work and for the church. They lose their emphasis on soul winning. Even before these things show up and appear, there's been an inward relapse somewhere in their life, in their heart, the writer of Proverbs says. You know, but it'll always come out. You can't hide that. You can't hide that, because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when those outward evidences come, it's because it's already been going on quite some time in the heart of that individual. Well, so the inward condition will surely come out, won't it? It may be hidden for a while. A lot of folks hide it very well. They may sometimes hide it for quite a long period of time, but I promise you it will come out. There's no way it'll not come out. It will. But when these things happen, like a test comes into their life, or a temptation comes into their life, or maybe a bereavement comes into their life, just anything that might just test them, here's what they do. They kind of lose touch with things because they don't have the resources inside to deal with these things because they're out of fellowship with God, out of fellowship with the church and other people too. So they don't have the resources in their heart to deal with these things. Well, we find soon the backslider, the Bible says, will be filled with his own ways. So there's a place the backsliding begins in the heart. There's a good possibility that it could happen to any one of us. So don't think you're immune to it. Don't think you might be above. Oh, I would never do that. I would never live like that. I would never lose touch with God. I would never turn my back on the Lord. I would never, you know, do anything to hurt the church. Listen, it happened to people. It can happen to you. Possibility it can happen to you. The place it begins in everybody's life who's a backslider, it begins within the heart. But I want you to see one more thing about this biography of a backslider. I want you to see the products that come forth from the backslidden person's life. Now, Proverbs says the backslider is going to be filled in his heart with his own ways. Notice that word, filled. That's a very important word here, the word filled. It's extremely important. He's filled with his own ways. Now, in New Testament language, that pretty well means that he's now walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. That's kind of what that means in New Testament language. He's begun to walk after the flesh and not the Spirit. You need to give some real consideration, some real serious thought. See this Christian. See this backslidden Christian. It says he's filled with himself. Notice him. Look at him. He is self-willed. He's self-assertive. He's self-centered, self-opinionated, self-enthroned, and not Christ enthroned. He wants his own will. He wants his own way, not the Lord's way. That's pretty much an effect of a backslider. Because of this, we see things to begin to surface in this person's life. There's four things I want to share with you that you're going to see in the life of a backslider. First of all, he's insecure. His condition, let's just say his eternal standing in the Lord, has not changed. Now, your standing in the Lord does not change if you backslide. Once you're in the Lord, saved by the grace of God, you're eternally secure. His standing in the Lord does not change, but his state in life does change. You know from your experience of life, and I know from mine, the state of your life can change daily, can it? It's constantly in a flux of change of one sort or another. Everybody's life has changes. His state is what you are in your body in this earth. Your standing before the Lord never changes once you come to know the Lord, but your state does. And this person, this backslider, notice he's very insecure. Well, our state changes from day to day. But he's insecure. He's not sure of himself. He's filled with his apprehensions. He's uncertain. He's insecure. But a second thing about a backslider, the product of a backslider, is this. He's not only insecure, he's insincere. What he says and what he does don't match up. What he says, what he does, doesn't match up. Now listen, it doesn't also ring clear with the world. Oh, the world can spot a phony pretty quickly. They can spot a backslider. They know what's right and what's wrong. They can see it in you. They can see it in me. The world can pick it out in a hurry. When his walk and his talk are not consistent, they ought to be complimentary. The backslider most always, listen to me, the backslider most always wants to keep up a good appearance with the church, with the preacher, with the Christian friends at church. He always wants to make it look good and put on a good appearance before people, but in his heart, he knows he's not right with God. He knows he's out of fellowship with God. Well, think about it. His insincerity of it all. Here's what you find. And I've seen it over the years. Backsliders, many of them still go to church. They may be at church two or three times a week. They may have never stopped going to church, but they might. They may still hold office in church. They may still preach behind the pulpit. They may sing. They may music. Maybe music directors. They could be deacons, Sunday school teachers. All kinds of people within the church could be a backslider. Well, some of them are still on the mission field. Some of them are still evangelists. Some of them are still professors in universities and colleges. All kinds of walks of life you can find people who are backslidden. Making a great profession, but all the while, they're backslidden. They're insecure. They're insincere. But notice something else about them. They're inconsistent. Do you know the main thing the Lord wants from us when we give our hearts to Jesus? He wants our walk and our talk to be complementary. He wants our doctrine to be lived out in our duties, how we live before the Lord and live before other people. Every backslider is living an inconsistent life. It cannot be any other way. He's insecure. He's insincere. He's inconsistent. And notice something else. He's ineffective. How our service is affected if it's self-centered, self-willed, instead of Christ-centered and Christ-willed. If we're filled with ourselves, then our service is born out of the flesh. And if our service to the Lord's born out of the flesh, it can't bring honor and glory to the Lord. And I promise you, it will not bear fruit for the glory of God. A backslider's service is always fruitless. But I want to kind of conclude what I've said with this. It's not hopeless for a backslider. He's not doomed. He has an opportunity to come back to the Lord. I want you to turn your Bibles over there to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 3. I want you to look at a verse. Jeremiah chapter 3. Look at verse 12. Jeremiah 3, verse 12. Jeremiah's talking here about backslidden Israel. The thing's still true just as much in New Testament language as it is over in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 3, 12. Listen to what Jeremiah says. He says, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, Return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever." So that was said to Judah way back in the Old Testament. That same truth is applicable to us today just as much as it was to Israel. If I'm backslidden, if you're backslidden, there's an opportunity. If you'll return to the Lord and repent of your sins and come back in contrition, be sorry that you sinned and be sorry you turned your back on the Lord, and if you come with confession, then you can claim the great, great privilege of 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He, talking about God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, backsliders can return. We need to let them know that. They need to come back to the Lord and return and get back in fellowship with the Lord, back in touch with God again, back in fellowship with the church again, back in fellowship with God's people again. If we rest upon the very verse, 1 John 1:9, this person who's a backslider in his heart will be filled not with his own ways, he'll be filled with the water, the springs of living water that never, never run dry. So you see, it may not be you today, could be. I don't know if I've spoken to a backslider or not. It's not for me to say, it's God's business. But I'll say this, from my experience, I know what backsliding is. I've been there. Sorry, I'm sorry. But I've been there a long time ago. But I do know what it means to come back. I know how precious it is in my life when I got on my knees and I asked my Lord to restore my fellowship with Him. I wasn't lost. I was out of fellowship. And I came back and God forgave me and cleansed me. And I'm going to tell you something. During those times of backsliding, I had some experiences in the spiritual woodshed. If you ever been to the spiritual woodshed, you don't want to go back. I can tell you that right now. And I'd been to the spiritual woodshed, and when God forgave me and cleansed my heart, it wasn't long after that till God called me to preach. I was glad that He did. Amen. Listen, backsliding is a very terrible place to be for a Christian. I've met a lot of lost people who weren't seemed like they was miserable as backsliders. Don't want to be there, been there, don't be there again. The old saying, been there, done that, don't want to go back. If you're there today, you need to come back. If you're not, and you may know someone, you may have a friend, you may have somebody in your family, somebody who works with you, or just an acquaintance that you might know who's a Christian, but this fit their life. You might express to them, you don't have to live this way. God doesn't want you to live this way. He's created a better life for you. Come back to Him. Get back in fellowship with God. And God will bless you and use you again, just as He has all of us. I dare say most all of us. If we'd be honest, we'd have to testify, preacher, you're talking about me. That happened to me one time in my life. I can vouch for the very same thing you said, that I know God forgives a backslider. I know He takes us back. I know He forgives us and cleanses us. And praise the Lord, He doesn't hold any grudges against us. And He doesn't hold memories against us. Doesn't bring it up later in our life and say, yeah, you're a backslider. Yeah, what you going to say about your life now? The biography of a backslider doesn't have to happen at all to we who know the Lord. And if it does, thank God He's provided a way back. Amen.